And rising, everyone, and welcome to another episode of A Cumin Perspective. I'm your co-host, Kevin.
I'm John.
Where we discuss and explore the divine masculine, feminine energy and New Earth insights. John and I would like to thank BBS Radio for all of their behind-the-scenes engineering. We wouldn't have a show without them, so we both certainly appreciate BBS Radio very much.
Yes, thank you, BBS Radio. And welcome, everyone, to A Cumin Perspective. Our goal is to bring interesting content, ideas, and laughter as we explore divine energies. Very happy to have you all here with us today. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Absolutely. So today, we're going to have open lines, and for any and all callers, the entire program, BBS Radio phone lines are as follows. So go ahead and get that paper and pencil and jot these down. The direct line can be used by listeners outside of the United States is 323-744-4831. That's 323-744-4831. One more time, 323-744-4831. And for those listeners in the United States, the number is 888-627-6008, and finally 888-627-6008. All right. Well, John, it's been a couple of weeks since the last show. You got anything that you'd like to share to listeners?
Well, sure. Certainly, Kevin. I've been pretty busy for the last couple of weeks. I have one of my sons getting married on the 27th of September.
Oh.
So, yeah, I've been pretty busy with that. And I'll be pretty busy, obviously, for the next 3 weeks with that.
You're kicking him out of the nest, huh?
Well, he's been out for a little while.
Oh, okay.
but we have a lot of relatives and company coming. Coming to our city, our town, which will most of them will be staying at our house. So
Wow.
Have to prepare for that.
Sure.
And
sure.
Of course, I remember my father saying to me one time, you know, company is kind of like fish. After 3 days, it starts to smell. I never knew what he meant, but I do now.
Yeah, I heard that before. Yeah, I probably relate, you know. Okay.
Okay.
All right. That's cool. You know, go ahead, John.
So I've been busy building this thing. I think it's called a pergola or an arch or something, because, you know, that they're going to use to, you know, they're going to get married in under or in front of, and, you know, they lace it up.
Kind of like a gazebo kind of thing, you know, or pergola. Yeah, pergola.
Yeah, okay. Now, my brother came in. I was halfway through constructing it, and he said, what are you building, a gallows? And I got thinking about it, and I looked at him, and I said, yes, I am. They just don't know it yet.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, man.
I'm just kidding. See, she's a lovely girl, and they're gonna have a lovely life, happily ever after.
That's cool. All right. Well, I really don't have much news at all. Just basically been chilling out. Deadheading the roses, taking care of my flower beds, and I swim fairly numerous times throughout the week, you know, just to kind of get out in nature a little bit, and but nothing really exciting. I don't have anybody getting married or anything like that, so Kevin's a dull boy.
Well, I wouldn't say that, Kevin. You keep most of us in stitches. You've got lots to bring to the table, that's for sure.
Yeah. You know, John, last show, we both expressed our concerns about having any value being on the air, because we really haven't had any feedback from listeners much, or even any numerical statistics to justify our continued airing of our show. Well, now we know. And I just wanted to thank the listeners who contacted both John and I, encouraging us to remain on the air. The comments just touched my heart and made both my heart and me smile. And in addition, I also wanted to thank Thomas from BBS Radio because he assisted me to find the numerical statistics on the BBS website as to how many times our unique RSS feed has been landed upon, and how many unique listeners were kind of like repeat listeners throughout the entire month. So I just wanted to express my gratitude to Thomas and thank him for showing me this way that we can, John and I, can determine how many folks are kind of like listening to our program. Also, just to let any program hosts out there who are listening to us, and you got if you would like to know how to pull up your own show's statistics, please contact John and myself, and we'd be more than happy to assist you in finding out what your own numbers are. And I just wanted to mention that we were quite surprised. I was very surprised, John, in looking at those numbers. Here I was thinking perhaps 30, 40 people might be listening to us on the program. I had no idea, really no idea. But then when I looked at those numbers, it absolutely blew me away because it was in the thousands. It wasn't just 30 or 40, it's in the thousands. And so
I was very pleased, Kevin. A little surprised, as you say. And then, of course, with people that directly messaged us as well, I'm very pleased. And it feels so good that we are doing good, that people find value in our show and find I guess comfort in what we're in what we're providing. So I'm very pleased with all of that. So absolutely, we're going to continue to be truthful. If we'd have got feedback from one person, if we were just helping one, but I can't believe that, I'm really quite impressed. And so yeah, it's really been a present gift to you and I, Kevin. Really.
It has been. And some of the people who actually contacted us and wrote to us, one of the comments were that they enjoyed listening to us because it made them feel closer to Q. And that's kind of like how I feel, John, you and I, when we are perhaps providing some perspectives on the for the people dot space posts, because Q vetted them, basically said that they were it's good information to listen to. And it's all vetted. And when I read that information, I kind of feel closer to Q as well. And then I think if we share some of the content of those articles with listeners, we all can kind of feel closer to Q also.
Yeah, for
And
sure, Kevin.
and in doing so, we'll keep Q in our hearts and potentially help through our discussion all of the thousand Jesuses that are listening out there and to the show, so anyway.
Absolutely. Kevin, before we get into reviewing any of these posts, there's something I meant to mention to you before the show, but I hope you don't mind me bringing it up now. I had a discussion with one of my sons about there being no time. And it's very difficult to explain it. And especially if we don't get the full picture and we're living in a two-dimensional or three-dimensional space. And some those of you who know me know that I get ideas and information sometimes when I sleep. And I got this last night, and I really like it. This way to explain that time is a construct, and it's a made up thing. And here's how it came to me. And so if you picture I forget what these things are called, but they have a barometer and a thermometer and usually a clock on them, and they hang on your wall as so you can
Yeah,
see
weather
the
stations. They're kind
temperatures
of like
and yeah
a
and
weather
the
station.
barometric pressure and the whether it's calling for rain or what. And if you start with one of the other gadgets outside the clock, just for ease of explaining it, The barometer works from barometric pressure, and it's a natural occurring a force, and that's what runs, of course, the barometer, so you can see the barometric pressure. So you can see whether it's the forecast is going to be, perhaps rainy or sunny, whatever. That device that helps us to see that. Nextly, if you look at a thermometer, again, it works on fluctuation in temperature, which is sometimes done by bimetal springs, mercury, sometimes just a reactive gas or other fluids. But it's natural, requires no batteries,
Yeah, the
no engines,
analog,
no anything. It
analog, they
just,
call
they,
it.
yeah, right. And those two items run because they are governed by creation in those forces. A clock, however, does not run on its own. Now we can use certain things like pendulum springs, this, that, wind them up, but it requires regular maintenance. The other items work forever, unless, of course, something happens with the bellows or something. It's working because it's driven by the divine. The clock is a construct, and that's why it needs maintenance always to keep up that construct, and it keeps your attention to, requires your attention to watch that clock and enforce it as something that's true. So that's kind of a thing that came to me in my thoughts in the night. I just wanted to share that with everyone because it might make it easier for them to understand that time is a construct or even to explain it to others. So I just want to share that.
Yeah, it's not really naturally occurring. It's something that man invented was time in a
Exactly.
way, with using a clock. Is that kind of what you're referring
That's
to?
exactly right. And so this
Okay.
is a way to what explain it and to understand that it is exactly that. It's a construct. It's not a divine thing.
Okay. Well, very good.
All right.
Well, speaking of that, well, it's time anyway. It's time to kind of go over some of the articles that we felt would be important for our listeners to experience. Perhaps it'd be great discussion fodder if you wanted to call in and talk about it. And the first one we wanted to talk about was called Seeing Red. And of course, you know that this information is coming from Q the Storm Rider, and also a lot of the transcripts are from Cat. I always get this messed up. Cat by the Sea or Cat for the Sea or something like that.
Yeah,
She
cat
provides.
is the
Is
sea.
the sea. She is the sea. Okay. And transcripts. So anyway, the Seeing Red, the first thing you notice is Red October. You see a meme, and what you're looking at is back in 1946, the Nuremberg trials. And of course, this Satanists are hanging from nooses that's convicted of war crimes, and these were the German, the Nazis, Satanists, and the month of October is highlighted with red October. And when you see the or color red, what do you kind of think about, John, when you see red? Well, you see like hot. Hot is a kind of emits an emotion of hot. Blue is usually cold, but red is hot. You also see anger, outcry, hatred. Red kind of emits like a some sort of passion, and but basically heightened emotions. And I think this particular article is in a way a warning to us, or wants us to pay attention potentially to the coming month of October, because it might be infused with a lot of high emotion, and a lot of things might be coming out, disclosures and whatever. And also within that article, it shows another kind of picture of the president and other heads of states with red folders. And the apparently these folders contain within them people who were executed or arrested. And a lot of these heads of states were given these red folders, and I kind of see it as giving it to them, that information, to kind of clean up their own mess, if you will. And it's a comms also to the deep state that Trump is coming to get them. And there is filled, that red folder is filled with a lot of names that a lot of us are familiar with. The Clintons, perhaps, Zelensky, German Chancellor, everybody's name who's of the deep state is pretty much identified in that red folder. And so, anyway, I thought that was an in interesting article that,
It's quite interesting, Kevin.
yeah. Yeah, I never noticed the red folder before until this article came out. You know, in looking at press releases and when Trump is giving information to the people, I've never seen a red folder before. So this is quite interesting for me, and that's kind of what I thought about it. Any thoughts, John, yourself?
Well, I would think when he's meeting with people, they know what the red folder's about, and they must get pretty darn nervous.
Yeah.
Diarrhea type nervous when they see him walk in the room
Yeah.
with that red folder. Kevin, do you mind if I read a few lines from that particular
No, go
poster?
ahead, please. Please go ahead.
Start, and the lines are numbered. So you've
Yeah.
got 1519, 1533, and 1554. Just to summarize
Yeah.
what you're saying and what's the message of this posting. So it says, what's inside these red folders are the people who were executed, people who are arrested. It has lots of different codes in there for different things that's inside the internet. So there's codes in there that these folks that would trouble Trump would provide that to these particular perpetrators. Then the next one says, like Macron, so he goes in to explain it, can take a look at operations. Macron can put in some secret codes and he looks on the internet and it shows the videos of all the pedo operations that he's been a part of, all the stuff that his family's been a part of, all the corruption, all the sources of all the corruption, all the evil stuff that he's into. And then line 1554, there's a place on the internet that has all the information and it's inside a military site. So it's inside a military site. So you know that this is all real stuff. It's inside certain place that's holding all the data. So when Trump has the red folder, he can show it to one of them. They can see their name and they can see all the stuff Trump has on them. So, yeah, this is a that's
Wow,
very
you know, and
scary for the dark, for sure.
when he says he's got it all, he does. I think he's got everything on everybody, you know. So wow. Imagine going on into the internet and putting in that code and seeing all the things that I bet you kind of turn white as a ghost, you know what I'm saying, to see all that information that they have on them, and they know there's really nothing they can do about trying to say they didn't do it, you know.
And
So
these folders are very thick. I'd guesstimate about an inch thick by looking at them, like sitting on the desks and stuff. So,
Yeah, there's one with Xi Jinping there on the table, and it does look like it's about an inch thick, doesn't it? Yeah.
So there's lots of stuff. Of course, we know this goes so deep and so wide.
Yeah.
And then it shows a picture there of in the White House in Trump's office,
Yeah.
and he's sitting at his desk, and in blue it says the boss where Trump is, and all the others. There's a bunch of different countries there, and they're all highlighted in red. So you know how deep all the evil goes into all those different countries and territories. It's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was a very interesting article there on For the People about Space, the Seeing Red. So yeah, I'm kind of looking towards October and see if there's anything that's going to be going on there. All right.
And ending that, Kevin, I'll just read one last line. It's at the very bottom, 1920. It says, I've been telling you for a long time these things are happening. These are military operations that's been happening. Q operations. intelligence, super intelligence, super living light intelligence, Admiral Rogers, United States Space Force, and so on and on and on. So it's just
Yeah.
incredible, Kevin. Yeah.
Nothing can stop what is coming, right?
Yeah. And then it has a caption by Leonardo da Vinci: "He who does not punish evil commands it to be done." So
All right.
basically, that's what all these other leaders have been doing up until Trump. They haven't stopped it in any way. So,
Okay. The next article was titled Your Presence. And presence is spelled PRESENCE, is the present. So this is basically a play on words with presence and present. And what you are is creation's gift to you, and who you become is your gift to creation. Right? So that's very profound.
It
And
certainly is. And I, another take on that, Kevin, would be, who you are, who we are, is powerful creators. And who you become, we become creations of paradises, which leads into the next post.
Very good. Oh, yeah. All right. Which is eventuality. That's the next article that we wanted to kind of mention. And you see, basically, it's a meme. It's a picture meme. And if I remember, it was basically, it looked like a male figure sitting at a desk in a real huge space. Overlooking like a paradise or a gorge or a and the caption is that there is more than enough space, abundance, and prosperity for everyone to have a creativity room like this or better, making the world a happier place with every new inspired idea.
Wow, which
Yeah.
basically is all of us with our projects and things that we are inspired to do now and do in the future. So yeah, that's right, Kevin. It's like this guy's sitting in a castle overlooking the kingdom that he has created.
And in a way, when I read this, I also got the feeling that conveyed of saying patience. Be patient. Things will evolve. You will eventually have the abundance and the prosperity and, just be patient. Eventuality, that was the title of it. So eventually you'll have it. You'll get it. So and everyone will get it. Prosperity for everyone. So that's
Absolutely.
I love that.
Yeah, those messages are really uplifting, and it's really good since we don't have Q on Saturdays. It's nice to see those kinds of messages on for the people. It really, to me, it gives us a little more wind in our sails.
Yeah, a little thought provoking, something to think about, right? Yeah.
For sure.
All right. Well, this next article was a biggie. I thought was very, very informative, very thought provoking. Wow. And it's called the Singularity Event. Kind of talked about right off the bat, singularity moved into duality, which moved back into singularity. So, in the beginning, we were all one, a singularity. Life itself was very simple, more fulfilling, and completely free of fear. Everyone loved everyone and everything, animals, plants, mineral, everything was all one, and it was all truth, no fear, nothing. But then the universe introduced free will, which also is duality. Now you have choices between right or wrong or good or evil, and in a way, with everyone being able to make choices, kind of a chaotic world ensued.
Right.
Evil itself spread very fast. And there were all levels of corruption everywhere. And we're seeing that today. There's so much corruption, a variety of corruption going on, a lot of heinous crimes,
Most of which we're not even aware of.
no,
No.
that's right. We're not aware of, and hence the disclosure, the soft disclosure, because if it was all released, everybody could potentially, lose their minds. I mean, too much information all at once. So it's got to be softly disclosed and slowly. And it is. And then, of course, light in its very essence is love, grace, goodness, and wisdom. And of course, light will win the battle back to singularity. So I think that's where we're headed, John, is towards singularity again. And now, but we've got to get this evil off the planet. We've got to get everyone, all the deep state, anyone who has a bad thought per se, has to get off the planet because the planet is ascending as well. I think I heard her spiritual essence called Sophia.
That's right.
All right, and she is also ascending and getting to be in a higher frequency, and you have to stay with her in that frequency if you're wanting to and willing to stay on Earth. Because if you don't have that higher frequency, you're going to be cast off. You're going to some way no longer be on the planet. And I think that's where we're heading eventually, is that singularity where the frequency is so high that everyone is
Absolutely.
loving everybody and everything, right?
Back
And
to singularity.
back to singularity. Evil will be vanquished from the universe forever. Not just our planet, but things that are happening on our planet also affects the entire universe. And what's interesting also in the article, they show singularity, and they capitalized sing, S-I-N-G, in the word is divine, and it's why we all sing. So there again, another play on words. Singularity is why we all sing. So I always like that because singing is high frequency and usually happy, right? Yeah. So anyway, and what's your thoughts on that, the singularity event, John? You have any?
Well, it's to me, it's packed with information. Again, it's one of those messages right from the beginning to the end. Maybe we'll just look at a few things here. Back with the singularity, it was absolutely impossible to lie or be anything you were not. No one wanted to be anything other than source. So we were all part of source. We knew it. That's where we were. And the next paragraph here talks about just brushes on some of the things that are evil. And I'm not sure if everyone really thought about this, or at least that these things were produced by the dark to use from an evil point of view, especially with what their take was on or what they put into these things. So, we flourished with no money, no banks, no Wall Street, no prisons, no supermarkets, or junk food, big pharma, GMOs, vaccines, makeup. I don't know if people have really thought about that, but what's probably in makeup? Alcohol, drugs, hospitals, schools, degrees, resumes, badges, titles, telephones, computers, or alarm clocks, etc. So, when you think about all of these things they're mentioning there, it's they're all control and ways to control us. And to harm us. So, absolutely. So it's something we can't even imagine knowing everything. Like when you're source, you are everything. You know everything. You have all the information. You have all the knowledge, and you're connecting to all other pieces of source. And it's just hard to wrap our minds around this, of course. But it also talks in here about it was completely fear-free. There are no nothing here because all these things above too, money, banks, Wall Street, all this stuff is supports the fear. And there were no predators, it says, no venomous creatures, nothing to sting, bite, electrocute, or rip us apart while we played in nature. Everything was clean, sparkling, effervescent, alive, and pulsing with vitality, wholeness, and peace. So, we're taught that the dinosaurs, some of them were so evil and all this, but it was all just a crock of crap. And but even today, throughout the world, there's so much, there's a lot of danger. There's a lot of danger with some animals. And of course, a lot of these animals, we've abused them for so long. They weren't supposed to be our food. So of course they're going to, if they don't attack us, they're going to flee. My son was, I was feeding the deer yesterday some apples here out front, and he was trying to get closer to them. And of course, he gets so close, then they run away. And he was saying, it's funny, we're feeding them, but they're afraid of us. And I said, well, it's epigenetically recorded in them now. They were never afraid of us way back at the beginning. They would have been part of us. They were here to serve with us. And with the Anastasia books, it supports all this. Her with the animals and her friends, and not just her friends. They're there for her, to serve her, and she would never think of eating them. So imagine how evil that was, that they were able to trick a light being in thinking that these great beautiful creatures were food. And so it's amazing when they say how smart the dark is and clever they are. This is what they're talking about,
You mentioned that there were no venom creatures, nothing to sting or bite or rip us apart. It's going to be kind of hard for me to imagine a world with without like mosquitoes.
Right.
Do you think
Well,
that
imagine that
they'd bite
mosquito
you?
was introduced.
No. You think?
Chew had told us on one of his programs that mosquitoes were brought here, and you can see why, not just to bother us, but to transfer all these diseases and all of
Diseases,
this other stuff, that
blood suckers,
they're
right?
basically just little needles going
Yeah,
around,
flying around blood suckers. Yeah.
So I wonder, when we go out of duality into singularity, are these animals, I can't imagine something like a mosquito will live. It must be going to just disappear from our realm, because the only way it supplies is it, or survives, is by being a parasite.
Right.
So all these parasites, they must be just going to
I
fade
think
into
it,
oblivion.
yeah, I think we'll basically stay on the third frequency, third dimensional frequency. Yeah, they'll stay back on the older Earth, if you will, in that
Yeah,
concept.
and that's not clear how that works, because, as you know, from a previous for the people spoke a post, they mentioned that dark will be gone from this universe, and not just Earth, the entire universe forever. So, yeah, well, I don't.
I still think you have to think of it as in frequencies,
I guess so.
right? In higher frequencies, just like the analogy of a fan. I like to use a fan. Lower frequencies, you can see the blade. You can see it spinning around and around, but the higher frequency goes, the more it disappears. And I think at once we will become at a very high frequency, you won't be able to see New Earth. We'll be there. We're there. We're gonna. The third dimensional frequency will not be able to see the fifth, and so we'll both be experiencing life, but in different frequencies.
Okay, that's interesting, because when I read down through this, and then they talk about Thoth at the very end here, and I guess I really don't know, but it sounds to me like they're eliminating Thoth altogether, but perhaps they're not. It sounds to me like the dark will be gone. I didn't see that as being divided between different levels of frequency, but perhaps so. Perhaps that will still exist, but I.
Well,
I thought, or I felt that there would still be levels of ascension, but without the dark. But perhaps I'm reading into that, or if you
Well,
know.
no, you might be right. I mean, because the way it does, it says that it's going to be eradicated through the universe. It's no longer
Yeah.
going to be. So that would, I would assume that would even include being on a third dimensional level, third dimensional frequency, you
Yeah.
know?
Right.
I don't
I
know.
see. I'm just going to read a caption from one of the pictures here that they put in place. The death of duality brings forth a rebirth of singularity. To those who remained true to the light, this is a very welcome event. Very welcome. That would be all our listeners here. To those who choose the dark and lost their connection with source, this is a very terrifying event. It's the end. See? The death of all the dark power, prestige, and persuasion, everything they invested in will be gone. It's the end for them.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well then, then my
I'm going to continue to read this next paragraph, Kevin,
Okay, all right.
just for the heck of it, just for as a refresher, and see if what take you take on that. The coming singularity event, some call the ascension, will collapse the duality matrix once and for all. Once and for all. Darkness will have nothing to sink its teeth into any longer. It will slink away into the beyondo, where it has built other fortresses, only to be disappointed when they realize the light they captured has been turned off. All the treats and treasures they stole from the universe of light won't have juice, leaving them empty, worse off than when they began. Now they have addictions they can't feed. It will be the hell of all hells for them. Those who were once light and who choose the light again will be quarantined until it is determined they're truly choosing the light and not darkness wanting to a free ride once again. We are being very careful this ascension. There were mistakes last time, all because the light is far too innocent and trusting. We see you coming this time, Thoth. So the light will be free from this dark realm once the singularity event occurs. The stories we have to tell you will live on, preventing those who may be naive enough to suggest a dark duality such as this ever again. Singularity is divine. It's why we sing. That's just the ending of the posting. Yeah, so my take on that is the dark is a done deal, but that's my take. It's funny how it says here, it will be hell, the hell of all hells for them. Now you can see this in some people, some of our humans here, like Celine Dion, if you've seen her, now that her adrenochrome's been turned off, and some others, they just look, they look cryptic. They look like they're out of the grave, you know, not even human.
Right. Yeah, you mentioned the adrenochrome, right? That
Yeah.
supply has been turned off. That's what you said, wasn't it?
Yeah. And your, this post that I just read, it turned about, it talks about, you know, when they, you know, all the threats and treasures they stole from the universe of light won't have juice, leaving them empty, worse off than when they began. Now they have addictions they can't feed.
That's right.
And I recall somewhere's about information on this adrenochrome that once a body substitutes its adrenochrome, because we all produce it just, you know, just for our daily life, that once it's subsidized by another being's frequency, that it turns off their ability to create adrenochrome any longer. So now they have to have it. They're not just addicted, they have to have it.
Yeah, makes
But
sense.
when it's turned off, now it turns off their life force, so to speak, and they super age extremely quickly. Which you can see this amongst these people that have lost adrenochrome.
And I'm sure they'd even die, super age, and even wither away, die. And of course, we don't hear about it, but
No,
this is
absolutely not. No. Yeah.
so. Yeah, that's very powerful, that article. I do love the idea of singularity going to duality and then back to singularity. Now we're moving back, I just can't wait until that happens.
Yeah.
We all have our own ideas, concepts, and dreams, and feelings in within our heart of
Yeah.
where we're going to be, where we're going to be going, and we all know that we will be in the fifth frequency, in the singularity again.
It's interesting, Kevin, in here that they speak that that source wanted to give us experiences in duality. But it really, really went sideways. And the
And
message in here
apparently,
is,
I'm
yeah, go ahead.
sorry. And apparently, after this is all over with, there will no longer be a duality planet.
Right.
At
That's
least just
exactly where I was
right.
going with this.
At least not in our universe.
Right.
And that's
Right,
kind of
right.
why we were all praised as far as coming, living here, because we chose to come to this planet to experience the duality, which was a very, very hard school, if you will, lessons to learn, because it's really not offered in any of the other universes. Free will, and duality, choice, things like that. So once we graduate, there will no longer be a duality planet in the
Absolutely.
universe.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, to all the listeners on our program and all the other programs associated with the Q, a huge tip of the hat and congratulations to them to have been able to not lose that connection with Source and that deep inner knowing that things were wrong. And above all of that, to be able to go forward and battle this, bring these things to the forefront, talk to their friends, their family. It takes an extreme amount of courage. And it's a very tough battle, as you know. You take a lot of hits from a lot of people and different sources for the information that you're bringing forward, and for the information that you know is true in your heart. And so you have to bring it out to get people to think and to really consider that things are wrong. And a lot of people, you never get through to them. But no, it's, yeah, a huge congratulations to everyone listening because they are true earth angels.
Very well said, John. All right. Shall we move on?
Why, certainly.
Okay.
You mean there's more?
There's more. There's more. Yes. So the next article that we wanted to touch on was called The Littlest Things. And again, this is a single meme, a picture. And basically, it is of a small group of daisies growing in a crack between two bricks. And the caption reads, "Sometimes it can be the littlest things that inspire us to keep smiling." Yeah, and that was
Yeah.
it. That was the,
Yeah. Well, you know what? That enforces what I just said, even. Awesome.
So to me, keeping your heart open, keeping love in your heart, almost constantly, if you can do that, it's, work takes work to do that, but if you can keep your heart open in loving, compassionate, empathetic ways, even the smallest things that you come upon in the world will make your heart sing and will keep you smiling. So
Yeah.
even in the littlest flowers, or the bumblebee that's messing around in the flower, or the hummingbirds, anything
Yeah.
can potentially keep your heart singing and keep it smiling, right? And so
Yeah, you're right, Kevin. Yeah.
that's kind of a something to remember and keep in your thoughts at all the
Yeah.
time.
And again, when I read that post and seen that metaphor like that, it reminds me again of all of us, all of our listeners, all of the people that are awake and they're all flowers. They're growing in those cracks. That was impossible,
Yeah.
an impossible situation. And here we are. And what's nice to know is how many flowers are out there growing in those cracks, because they are bouquets everywhere, as you know from the feedback you and I received as to the followers and listeners and people that find value in our program. It was absolutely incredible. There's a lot of daisies in there, Kevin.
You bet. Yes, there are. Wow. Okay. And the next article, which was called Every Word, again, it's another little single meme, and it basic I think it continues the thought, because now what you're seeing is a picture of a beautiful small little yellow bird singing on a flower branch. And its caption is, "May every word you speak arise from joy in the heart." And again, that it makes me feel that, as long as you keep your heart open and loving, and you be authentic within your own self, and you speak your truth, every word that you speak will come from the heart. And
Yeah,
yeah,
I think that's very
so.
important, Kevin. We know at this point in the ascension, we're all getting stronger, and the words that we speak, it's very important they come from the heart, because we are creators and we only want to create from the heart and not from a position of the mind that may be tainted or from an angry point of view or something like that. So it's very important for us to speak from our hearts and know that we are creating. And the more we do that, we exhilarate this world into a very happy, higher ascension world.
Yeah, very, very well said. Yes. All right. We've got another article, but it's kind of a deep one, and it's recent, very recent. I think it was yesterday, maybe,
Yeah, there's a
that
couple
it
there
came
now.
out. And there's even a newer one that just came out. I
Yeah.
just looked on the site, and there's another new one. But this one is called Q Plus. And I think we have enough. Do you feel we have enough time, John, to go through this? It's I show,
I'm not sure.
about eight or
It's a
so minutes.
I'd hate to short it, because
Yeah.
it's a very important post.
I
Maybe you
think
could
you're
just do
right.
some
So,
highlights and we'll go into it next show. How would that be?
okay. Well,
Maybe.
again, it's talk of Q plus, and of those who are in the know, usually Q plus represents President Trump. But I think in this context, they're kind of going back even further, and they're mentioning of the original 12 source frequencies. And Q has mentioned to us many times about the 12 source frequencies. And what was interesting in this article, it mentioned that all of the 12 source frequencies, they all have a spirit name, right? And there's a prefix to the name, and there's the shared family name. So Q, as we know, is the activator, the light being of one of the 12 source frequencies. And he had a very powerful name, and it says it's made up of 17 letters that begin with the letter Q.
Just a coincidence.
Could you imagine trying to pronounce that name with 17 letters? Yeah. So, and so we call him Q. And John, I think you mentioned QE or something. What was it?
He had mentioned on one of his programs that that's the distress call through the universe
Yes.
is qui. So,
Qui, qui. All right. Yeah. Okay. And and Q basically activated the White Hat military project with all of the Q drops and also the Q plus surprises infused in the plan.
Now, many of us were a follower of those on 4chan and 8chan when they first came out, and we
Yes.
knew instinctively in our hearts that they were real. and that the information
Yes.
was true. And of course, as Anons, we went and investigated and seen that they were real.
Yeah.
And I'm sure a lot of that information may have been supplied by them as well, put into the internet so we could see it, not being scrubbed out of there. But yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And then that brings an interesting thought to mind for me anyway, personal experience. I only knew of Q in the drops because they started what, 2016, 17, somewhere in
October
there.
of 2017.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's when I was first exposed was to the Q drops and 4chan, 8chan, as you mentioned. And then later on, a couple of years, then I got involved with another group. A lot of us here have know of LWS, and Q, the entity itself, was introduced to us in LWS, and it was very difficult for me to understand and accept the fact that Q, this entity, was also Q, as in the Q drops, the military white hats, and that. But after I began listening to Q, listening to the harmonics of him, and really it he began affecting my heart, I understood that okay, Q is perhaps the initiator, the activator, if you will,
Right
of the
on.
Q, of the Q posts.
You
So
proved it right there.
yeah, I sure did. So anyway, yeah, there's a lot more that goes into this article with Q Plus, and I think we just basically scratched the surface here. And perhaps, John, we could save the rest of this discussion
Sure.
of the Q Plus in the next show, right?
Yeah, that sounds good, because I would like to go into it in depth. And
Okay,
let me
yeah,
know if we've got the time to do so.
I would too. And so with that, let's go ahead and say a few sad jokes, John. You got a couple of jokes to listen end the show with?
Okay, I'll start out with one, Kevin. I really would like to tell this joke, but it's a little risky because I've got to use a word that some might find offensive, and it's going to go ass. I hope they can spell it with ass.
Okay. Yeah, I think
But we're
that's.
talking about
Oh,
a
okay.
donkey.
All right.
So this fellow gets pulled over by the highway patrol, and he's writing him out a ticket, and there's these flies keep flying around his head, and he's swatting them away, and he says, "Those darned old blowflies, I wish they'd go away." And the guy in the car says, "That's not a blowfly fly, sir, it's a circle fly." He said, "What do you mean a circle fly?" He said, "Well, I grew up on a farm, and whenever I would look at the horse's butt, there'd be all these flies flying around in a circle. And that's what my dad told me, those are called circle flies." And the officer said, "Are you calling me a horse's ass?" He said, "Oh, no, not me, sir, but you can't fool those circle flies."
Right. Oh man. I hate it when my wife isn't with me when I drive. Because without her, I don't know when to merge. I don't know when to brake. I don't know when to turn on my turn signal or even to where to park, John. So
Kevin, that's not a joke. That's for
Oh, that's for
real.
real. Okay.
You had no idea when you got married, it came with a navigator.
She, my wife also yelled from upstairs and asked, "Do you ever get a shooting pain across your body like someone's got a voodoo doll of you and they're stabbing it?" And I replied, "No." She responded, "How about now?" Yeah, you got to she, upstairs. She's holding a voodoo doll. How about
I
now? Do you get
get
that?
you
All
now,
right.
Kevin. Oh, jeez.
Okay.
There's this guy, he's a juggler, Kevin, and he decided he's going to juggle some bingo balls, the ones that got they have the letter and the numbers on them.
Yeah.
They use in the bingo hall. So anyways, he decided he's going to juggle them, and he went to catch one in his mouth, and gee, he swallowed it. So he thought, "Oh, geez, I'll just see what happens." So after a few days, it got quite painful. He wasn't passing it. So he went to the doctor, the hospital, and but he didn't tell them what had happened. So they took an X-ray, and they came back to him. "Listen," they said, "we have good news and bad news." He said, "The bad news is you have a growth in your stomach. The good news is it's B9."
B9. Okay. All right. All right, I think we got time more and more.
Oh.
I went for Chinese last night and got to talking to the waiter. He told me he lived in Japan during the war and was a kamikaze pilot, and his code name was Chow Mein. I said, "Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't kamikaze pilots sacrifice their own lives?" And he replied, "Yes, but I was chicken Chow Mein."
All
Oh.
right, Kevin.
Yeah.
So this old fella's going down this dirt road by a pond, and he sees a little frog, and he jumps out in front of him. And the frog started talking to him. And the frog said, "If you kiss me, I'll turn into a beautiful young maiden." So he stopped and he looked at the frog and he picked him up, held him in his hand. And again, he says, "If you kiss me, I'll turn into a beautiful young maiden." So he took the frog and he put it in his pocket. And he started walking home. And the frog said, "Well, aren't you going to kiss me?" He said, "Listen, at my age, I'd rather have a talking frog."
Yeah. Okay. All righty.
Righty.
And last one. As you get older, you have to say, stay positive. And the other day, I fell down the stairs. And instead of getting upset, I thought, wow, that's the fastest I've ever moved in years. So. Okay.
And the crowd goes
And the
crazy.
crowd goes crazy. Okay. Well, I think, John, I feel like we've had another great show. I don't know.
Absolutely, my friend.
I certainly enjoyed our discussion with and talking about the For the People dot space articles. How about yourself? Have you enjoyed it today?
I sure did. Another great show. I'm always nervous, Kevin, before the show, and then once we get in here, I'm okay. And I always enjoy the show. I always enjoy speaking with you. And it'd be nice if we had some callers. I know we're very early in the morning, but if some people could maybe put it on in their itinerary and maybe get up a little early and give us a call, I'd really appreciate to talk to some of those listeners we have and make it more exciting.
Yeah, me too. I would enjoy talking to some of the listeners, but all right. Well, that about wraps it up for John and myself. Please stay tuned on BBS Radio for the next program, Sojourns with Hummy and her crew. And John and I will see you all again in 2 weeks on A Cumin Perspective.
Absolutely. Yes. Thank you all for tuning in. It's been a real pleasure to have you all here with us as always. Also, thanks to those listening to our recording. Greatly appreciated. And very pleased to know you received value from our show, A Cumin Perspective. And thanks, Kevin, for another wonderful experience together, my friend. Bye-bye for now, buddy.
Oh, you betcha. All right, I'll see you later. Peace out, everybody.
Okay.